The gospel reading today, our Lord asks us a question that is of paramount importance. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? So the Lord tells us that it bears us nothing, gains us nothing, if we gain the whole world and lose our own soul in the process. But the second question is more poignant. What are you willing to give for your own soul? If you want to know how much your soul is worth, look at the cross. That's how much God is willing to give for your soul. To be able to get your soul to heaven. Tragically, if we look at all of our mortal sins, look at what we're willing to give to send our soul to hell. And how pathetic can we be? We look at how valuable our soul is to God, and then we have to ask, how valuable is my soul to me? In reality, how valuable is your soul? From God's perspective, it is of infinite value. From Satan's perspective, he is willing to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at you to try and get you to go the wrong direction. And for us, whatever, it doesn't matter. Now the problem is that we've got this idea that hell's going to be like 95 and humid. Heaven, on the other hand, will be about, 75, 80 in a nice day. Wrong. Hell is going to be just about infinitely more miserable than we could ever imagine. And heaven is going to be infinitely more glorious than we can ever imagine. So we're not talking about a minor decision that we have to make. We're talking about a decision that has literally eternal consequences. So let's ask it again. How much is your soul worth to you? What are you willing to give in exchange for your soul? We look back in Scripture, for instance, and we see that Esau was willing to exchange everything for a bowl of porridge. He gave up his blessing for a bowl of porridge. For the rest of his life, he regretted the decision that he made. The blessing that would have been his obviously was far greater than a bowl of porridge. But in order to satisfy his belly, he was willing to sell his birthright. So when we look at it that way, once again, ask yourself, how much is my soul worth to me? The martyrs have answered that question by saying, it doesn't matter what I'm going to have to suffer. My soul is worth infinitely more than that. And I'm willing to accept whatever suffering comes my way. Esau thought a bowl of porridge sounded pretty important at that moment because he was hungry. What happens if we're persecuted? Are we willing to give up the faith in order to get them to leave us alone? If we look back in the time of the Maccabees, all they had to do was eat one little piece of pork. That was all. And they would be the king's friend. Oh, and they would get all kinds of gifts and they could have all kinds of stuff. They would have fit right in with Americans, wouldn't they? We want all of our wealth and we want all of our stuff. And it's not going to cost me a whole lot. I just have to do this little thing and lose my soul in the process. Because money is more important than my soul. Because materialism is more important than my soul. because having a position is more important than my soul, because whatever selfish thing you want to put into the blank is more important than my soul. Is it really? Think about that seriously. I mean, even if somebody is the richest person on the face of the earth and they're born into it, and because they can use their wealth to be able to extend their life these days as far as they can, maybe they'll live to be almost 100 years old. And they're just swimming in luxury. And then they're going to wind up standing in front of Jesus one day and more than likely lose their soul. Was it worth 100 years of luxury for an eternity, literally eternity, of being in hell? Again, look at what the saints have done. They've looked at it and said, you know what? We're going to make a vow of poverty because we don't want anything to get in the way of our relationship with God. We don't want to put our soul in jeopardy by making money into a god. And so we don't want to get that. We don't want to do that. Now, obviously, for those raising a family, you can't do that. Of course, those raising a family are kind of living in poverty these days anyway because of what it's costing you to raise your kids. God bless you. But it's a matter of what really is most important. Is your soul most important? Is love of God most important? Is eternal life most important? Or is something in this world more important? There is nothing more important on the face of this earth than your soul. Nothing. So I oftentimes have repeated the story. There was one of the Forbes characters from the Forbes Fortune, Forbes 500, whatever it is. And he was giving a talk. And in the midst of his talk, he said, where I'm going to need an air conditioner and a really, really, really long extension cord. Sorry, extension cords don't reach to hell. But see, this guy was just like Dives, the rich man. Oh, send Lazarus to tip his finger in the water and cool my tongue. I have all this money. It's all about me. I'll have an air conditioner. I'll have a really long extension cord. I'll still be okay. They have no clue. Rather than looking at the immortal value of his soul, he's willing to exchange that for money and for power. So he's got a few years that people can wow at him here. And for the rest of eternity, he's going to be scoffed at by the rest of the souls that are down there. And not only did he admit it, but he bragged about it and he joked about it. So again, think really, really seriously about that. What is really, truly most important to you? And is there anything that is worth losing your soul over? Again, objectively, we're all going to say no. And then stop and think about what you confess when you go to confession. Because essentially what we're saying at the moment is this is more important than my soul. I'd rather go to hell so I can have a bowl of porridge than to deal with hunger for a little bit and go to heaven. I don't think that's really what we want to say, but in practice, that's what we're doing. So if we're really going to say our soul is what's most important, getting to heaven is what's most important, eternal life with Jesus Christ is what's most important, then we need to make some decisions and say, let's make it most important, and let's get rid of anything that leads us the wrong direction.